Topic 16. Faulty view. Because of one's pride in his own qualities, one sees faults in others, and by noticing faults in others, one's prides get stronger. An aspirant wanting to remove his faults must not look at the faults of others. He would thus reinforce his own faults, and by association, new faults would arise. Watching the faults of others would neither benefit ourselves nor others. The more impure one's inner faculties are, the more he notices the faults of others. Like a radio, impure inner sense attracts more faults. Should you want nobody to think of you as bad, then you have no right to think of others as bad. By not thinking of others as bad, goodness arises from within. Goodness from within is solid and pervasive. If you wish to protect your innocence, do not see faults in anybody, neither in yourself nor in others. With intent to making others innocent, it is not bad to notice their faults. What is wrong is to be happy on noting the faults of others. The self of all is innocent, so recognizing this innocence in children, disciples, and others, and assuming the faults as transient, they should be guided and helped to eliminate such faults. If we assume the faults of others, they are likely to acquire these, as by noting this our own renunciation, penance and powers might contribute to the strengthening of their faults and the persons really become faulty. We would then harm ourselves as well.